Earlier this week, the Swiss government released filmmaker Roman Polanski. The Academy Award winner had been held in house arrest pending extradition to California. In 1977, Polanski fled the U.S. before he could be formally sentenced for illegal intercourse. He'd originally been charged with 6 felonies after he plied a 13-year-old girl with drugs and champagne in a house on Mulholland Drive in Los Angeles. We're going to read excerpts from several op-eds reacting to the news. We also want to hear from you. Should the U.S. continue to pursue extradition, is it time to put an end to the case, as the victim would prefer? Did Polanski get celebrity treatment? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. The explanation for the denial of the extradition request was that the United States did not provide all the documentation requested. P.J. Crowley, the State Department spokesman, said a 13-year-old girl was drugged and raped by an adult. This is not a matter of technicality. And we have a couple of emails on the question to come in already. And this one is from Barry. Based on a detailed New Yorker magazine article a while back, I think Swiss justice has done the right thing. Polanski did the wrong thing sleeping with the young girl, but she was not an innocent victim. She approves of this outcome. Reminds me of the religious rants about morality from those who fulfill their lives by casting the first stone. In terms of the law, prosecutor and judge made some errors in Polanski's trial. Then they tried to cover up and go after Polanski after he complied with the original agreement. Additionally, Polanski has had some terrible events to deal with in his life, and look at what he's contributed to the world since all this so many decades ago. The law is often less than perfect, but justice has been done in this case. This email, though, from Amy in Tulsa. I am stunned and disgusted that this rapist has essentially had no punishment for a horrid crime. I haven't heard one excusable reason for this man to be free. Making good movies or even victim forgiveness does not erase the crime. Child abusers, rapists need to be punished for their violations, and this wasn't nearly appropriate for what he did. What a scary thought for women, children, and parents to think that there could be so little justice if we fall victim to a rich celebrity. This from Eugene Robinson, writing in the Washington Post. He sarcastically pitied Polanski's long, unspeakable nightmare of being confined to his 3-story chalet in the Alps and added, it's relevant that Polanski has never shown remorse. He claimed in a 1979 interview he was being hounded because everyone wants to have sex with young girls. It's irrelevant that the victim, now a middle-aged woman, has no interest in pursuing the case and reliving a traumatic episode. What matters is what Polanski admitted to doing to her 33 years ago, and the fact that Polanski decided to run away rather than face the music. Swiss officials noted the obvious, that Polanski would never have visited Switzerland if he thought he was putting himself in legal jeopardy. Since he's not a legitimate kidnapping for kidnapping and rendition by the CIA, he's now home free. Unless he somehow makes another mistake, he'll always have to look over his shoulder. That's punishment of a sort, but not nearly enough. How about this? As long as he steers clear of U.S. justice, why don't we steer clear of his movies? Again, we'd like to hear from you on this. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. And we'll start with Sarah. Sarah with us from Zion in Illinois.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
I really like that email from Amy, what her name was.
In Tulsa, yes.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I guess I'd add that to let him off the hook sends a message that a crime against a young girl, a sexual crime against a young girl, isn't all that important. I mean, and didn't that previous email say that it wasn't really traumatic for her? And, you know, that is a justification that I hear over and over, that, oh, it's really not a bad thing to have sex with young girls. Well, I was telling your producer that I also was molested as a child, and it is a bad thing. And on behalf of all the people I know who were molested as children, I want this guy punished.
I'm sorry to hear about what happened to you as a child.
I'm sorry.
I know you're emotional about this. I did want to ask, there are some who say, well, she was, I'm summarizing here, but the case has been presented that her mother more or less presented her for what was said to be a photo shoot. It was her opportunity to be in the movies, essentially, that her mother set her up for this, that she was not an innocent in this. Of course, if you're 13, you cannot provide consent no matter what you say. And if you look at her grand jury testimony, it's apparent consent was not given.
Okay, so I'm sorry, what do you want me to answer?
I wondered your perspective as somebody who you say have been molested, and you know, and you've talked to other people who have been, that idea that any person at the age of 13 can provide consent.
Oh, no, I agree. That's impossible. 13 is really, really young. Adults have to take care of you, not exploit you. No, a 13-year-old can never provide consent. And if you're having sex with a 13-year-old, that's rape.
Sarah, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go on to Eleanor Clift, who in Politics Daily argued that Polanski will likely never see more jail time, but she hopes served 30 years of remorse and guilt. In the intervening decades, the rise of feminism and a greater awareness of sex trafficking and the exploitation of young girls have made Polanski's crime loom larger and more horrific in the public consciousness. Yet it is questions over his time served then, a judge who had perhaps unwillingly tipped his hand and the dodgy way Polanski was in and then out of jail that provided the grist for his lawyers to contend that Polanski was being unfairly hounded. It was an argument the Swiss embraced, saying that releasing Polanski was not about deciding his guilt or innocence, but about accepting his lawyer's contention that he had fulfilled his sentence after undergoing the psychiatric evaluation as ordered by the Los Angeles court. Whether he did or didn't serve out that very light sentence, Polanski instead got 30 years of what I would like to believe had a good share of remorse and guilt. If I were imposing a sentence, I'd get Polanski to underwrite some community service project, maybe a halfway house in L.A. for sex offenders or some sort of juvenile justice program for runaways and girls who want to become famous in Hollywood and run afoul of men who should know better, and their mothers, too. Tapping into Polanski's fortune would be a lot more satisfying than spending taxpayer dollars in a futile fight with lawyers and European governments. Let's see if we go next to Spencer. Spencer on the line with us from Oklahoma City.
Hi. My comment is simply, this is coming from someone that's not devout, but I still have a moral compass, and, you know, if this would have been an American citizen, he would have been crucified. And I guarantee you, it's disgusting to me that the Swiss government's going to allow this. You know, what if it were one of their 13-year-old citizens that was molested in such an egregious fashion? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
So are you saying he got off because he was a celebrity or because he's a citizen of France and Poland? He has dual citizenship.
I'm really not sure why he was allowed to get away with this. I'm not very familiar with extradition laws, so I can't really speak to that.
It is unusual, I'm told, or at least I read, for the Swiss government to deny extradition. I gather 90 to 95% of extradition attempts are requests are honored.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, considering the role of the Swiss government in the world stage. So what was the excuse here? I'm sorry, I was on the phone and not listening to the program at the time.
What they said was the documentation requested, secret testimony, grand jury testimony by one of the prosecutors in this case was not provided. Therefore, they could not judge whether he had actually served his sentence out or not, and therefore said insufficient documentation, he's released. The request is denied.
Okay, well, the last comment I'll make, and then I'll take it off here, is it sounds like to me deep pockets of a Polanski got away with something.
All right, Spencer, thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
Email from Greg. I do not think Polanski should continue to be pursued. He's a criminal and a rapist, and I feel that fact that he's unable to come back to Hollywood to hang out with the people associated with the film industry is quite a punishment for him. If he knows if he steps off a plane in the United States, he would be immediately arrested. I'm sure his inability to make films in America is something that is devastating to him every day. This from James in Tallahassee. So if I murder someone but their family is okay with the loss and forgives me and I make good movies, I don't get punished. Let's go next to Bill. Bill's with us on the line from Stockton, California.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead, Bill.
I am a person that remembers the Polanski case when it first came out. I was getting ready to go into the Air Force, and I do recall that there was a connection with Roman Polanski and the other murders that
Manson murders. His wife, Sharon Tate, was among the victims.
Absolutely. And I remember hearing, well, you know, man, this guy's undergone enough already. Why should we throw him in? And I thought to myself, he's a rapist. I subsequently have been able to read the grand jury testimony. They're very nicely available on the smokinggun.com or whatever it is. But I've read them. And I've read what the little girl gave back. she wasn't an innocent in the terms of what the world has to offer, but at the same time, she had no control over her situation. She was trying to get somewhere, as somebody else suggested, in her career. But as I read what she's saying, in the world of sexual offenders, what Roman Polanski was doing was he was grooming her. He was getting her prepared for what was going to happen. Slowly, you know, little bit at a time, I'm going to take, you know, I want you to take off some clothes so that we can take some pictures, so that we can get those wonderful glamour shots that are going to get you all these jobs. And then he just moves right into the champagne and the Bill described as a quaalude. And I remember ludes from those days, and they really knocked people out. People didn't have any control over what they were doing. So I believe fully and heartedly that Roman Polanski is guilty of premeditated rape, not just rape, not just situational. He planned this. He had a direction that he was going, and he was going to take advantage of this girl from the very beginning.
Bill, thanks.
And I really think that the only thing that's appropriate for him is actual prison time.
Bill, thanks very much for that. We appreciate it. We're talking about responses to the decision by the Swiss government not to extradite Roman Polanski. He's now free. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This op-ed from Luisita Lopez Torregrossa, writing in Politics Daily, notes that Polanski deserves a far harsher punishment. How can paying for halfway houses, she's referring to the earlier op-ed we read, for sex offenders begin to make up for sodomizing and raping a 13-year-old girl? How can tapping into Polanski's fortune satisfy the need for appropriate punishment? In the spirit of Lisbeth Salander, the action hero of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo trilogy and the avenger of abused women, I would say it's never too long to wait for the right moment. It's never too long to seek punishment and make things right. I leave it to you to figure out what seems proper and just. At the very least, we must make Polanski beg for mercy, just as his victim did. But we know what Salander would do, so now we can turn the page. I'm sure she's not advocating vigilante justice there, but in any case, let's see if we go next to Josh. Josh is on the line from Rockford, Illinois.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, just a quick point. From my perspective as a man, he has no honor and no integrity. First of all, he agreed to his plea agreement, and he broke his bond on that, so he broke his word. Secondly, this man will be in for the rest of his life. Even though he escapes our justice, he will be shamed. And I think that for any time I see his name or hear of him from here on out, for me at least, he'll wear a scarlet letter R for rapist. But thank you for taking my call.
All right, Josh, thanks very much. This email we have from Susan in Portland, Oregon. I'm a criminal defense attorney in Oregon, often come across cases in which the state will prosecute an individual against the victim's wishes. Usually this involves a domestic violence situation, and I must confess, depending on the case, it may be appropriate to do so. However, in the case of Roman Polanski, while he undoubtedly should not receive special treatment because of his celebrity, we also need to consider the victim's wishes and the financial burden on taxpayers. This incident happened decades ago. The victim has been forced to relive a very traumatic event due to the prosecution's desire to bring justice to Mr. Polanski. The prosecution should stop its efforts, save the state of California some much-needed money, and save the victim further anguish. You can't win them all. Let's go next to, this is Richard. Richard with us from Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, I'm a 40-something American male, and as far as I'm concerned, this is statutory rape. If it was me, I would be in jail right now. He got off because of his celebrity and because of his resources to leave the country. And as far as prosecuting and pursuing it now, I completely disagree with that last comment, the last email about not using the resources or the money. I do feel for the victim, but it shouldn't have anything to do with her. It shouldn't have anything to do with what Polanski had done before or since. He should be in jail, and really there should be another charge besides statutory because he plied her with drugs and alcohol, which is, I don't know, contribute to the delinquency of a minor or something. There should be other charges, and it's statutory rape, plain and simple. That's all it is, and it's thumbing. It's the ability to thumb your nose at the American justice system because of celebrity and justice, and we've already had too many of those type of cases.
Richard, thanks very much. A lot of this goes back to the original plea bargain with the court, and the judge accepted that, reducing the six felonies to one count of unlawful intercourse. Opinions in the Swiss media are split over the Polanski case. The Swiss daily newspaper Le Matin posted reactions from friends and family. Bernard-Henri Lévy, a French writer who launched a petition in support of Polanski, said, "I am mad with happiness. I expected it because I could not imagine an impartial justice system and a person endowed with reason can make a different decision given the evidence of this case." The Tages-Anzeiger newspaper in Zurich notes, "Switzerland reclaimed a bit of self-confidence, but called the Swiss decision shaky. It breaks with the tradition of only examining the formal correctness of extradition requests. Perhaps the new practice will be in the future also benefit detainees who have less of a lobby than a world-famous director." The Neue Zürcher Zeitung agreed. Their headline for the Polanski story read, "Not everyone is equal." The paper goes on to say, "If the protagonist in this drama hadn't been Roman Polanski, but an unknown actor, he'd now be standing before a U.S. court. Ultimately, one has to admit that when it comes to higher-ranking interests before the law, not everyone is equal. Some are more equal than others." Time for a couple more emails. This from Diana. "Interesting comparison with Michael Jackson, who was acquitted, and even though there was not absolute proof, had lots of credible evidence in favor of his innocence, yet he was hounded. In Polanski's case, we know he did it, and he's only being hounded because he didn't serve his time." This from Ryan. "My two cents. As much as I love Polanski's films, Chinatown still ranks among my favorites, traumatic experience in one's life do not excuse bad behavior. Sure, he's a Holocaust survivor, and yes, the Manson family killed his wife, but he still deserves to answer for his crimes. We'd like to thank all of you who called and wrote with your suggestions and your responses to the story. I'm sorry we did not have a chance to get to them all. Tomorrow, sorting out good parents from bad seeds, plus Superman turns 700. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.